Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only, 5/8 through 5/14. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Y'all, there are almost 17 million people per year coming to visit Music City. So there's really no need for us to encourage you to come to Nashville. You probably already want to come. But we do want to make sure you know how to maximize your time once you're here. Join us as we share our best recommendations for a weekend in Nashville, our family's hometown since 1970. Meet you at the table.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are
Steel Magnolias.
The strength of steel with the grace of a magnolia.
We are here to have uplifting conversations about life in the South.
And we've got plenty of room at our table. So pull up a chair.
So last week we got to experience our first podcast conference.
It was overwhelmed and wonderful.
Yes, exactly.
That's what I'm feeling.
Well said, sis. It's the largest podcast conference in the world, and it was right here in Nashville. So obviously we went.
Yes.
Special thanks to those of you that support us on Patreon for making that a possibility for us.
That's how we went.
And it brought up the question, with so many visiting Nashville, and this does come up often, what should someone do while visiting here for the weekend? Because there was a lot of people that were staying on to hang out here for the weekend. It, you know, I mean, again, this comes up all the time. Nashville is, as you already mentioned, a hot spot for visitors. So
lots of conferences here we are. Happen, lots of business meetings happen.
Yeah.
So people are in and out of here and want to know, like, what should we do?
Yes. And maybe we will do a week in Nashville.
Oh, we're going to.
At a later episode.
Oh, we're going to.
Because that's obviously, we want you to spend a week here because we do have such a love for this city that there's way
you
more than a.
You can't do it all in 2 days. But if you get 2 or 3 days, we want to help you out.
You know, I mean, we're obviously going to want you to come down here to Franklin where we live.
That's
but
right.
That's not going to be part of your itinerary that you're going to hear
today. No, we're not
today.
Even bringing you down here on the south side.
No.
On this 2 to 3 day trip you're going to hear about for this episode.
Yeah, yeah. So Nashville is very, very, very easy to get to. Obviously, by plane, there's many, many arrivals coming in every day. But then we're one of only 6 cities where 3 interstates connect.
That's pretty cool.
And over 40% of the U.S. population lives within a 600-mile radius.
That's so fun.
Of Nashville. So it's very drivable.
Knoxville, too, is like that, where it's,
yes,
you know, very close to major cities.
Yeah. So we, you know, we're getting on lists. There's a lot of accolades. We've been...
Got a food scene now.
Oh, my gosh. We are a culinary hotspot for sure. It's a big sports destination right now. I'm not even going to go through all the accolades we've received. I'm going to do a blog post this week and include some of those. But
let's
what
just
are they going
to
expect?
Well, the first thing I have to say is get ready for friendly people. Maybe even some may consider too friendly.
Yes, you may even wonder what their motive is.
Exactly. They're just friendly.
And they better be, or else I want to hear about it.
Yeah, I do too. And, oh my gosh, I don't want this to sound bad, but because people are moving here from everywhere, you may not be encountering, like, a true native. You may be encountering somebody who's only been here for 2 weeks, and they
We're going to blame it on they just don't know better.
They just don't know. They don't know yet. That's why we have this podcast.
Yeah, they haven't listened.
To be the ambassadors of how we do things. But anyway, just that would be my first statement is get ready for friendly. If you're waiting on your baggage and somebody's talking to you and you think, are they about to pickpocket? Probably not.
No.
They're probably just truly want to know.
They honestly want to know what you're up to this weekend and what brought you to town and where you staying. And these are all fair questions. Very fair questions. So let's start with places to stay because it seems like that's home base.
You got to get that. Yeah. You got to get that established.
While you're here. So I'm going to say with the most biggest exclamation point I can put in the air, the Hermitage Hotel in downtown Nashville has my vote wholeheartedly.
We love that place.
They're right next to our Capitol. You can, there's certain rooms in the hotel that you can literally see the Capitol. It opened in 1910. This was Nashville's first million-dollar hotel. That's cool.
Tons of cool history. You should listen to our women's suffrage episodes if you didn't hear those, because it will give you some of the amazing history.
Yeah,
because that hotel.
It was the national headquarters for both pro and anti-suffrage causes in the 1920s. Famous celebrities, politicians, music legends, Babe Ruth, John F. Kennedy, Patsy Cline, Johnny Cash, they've all stayed there.
I mean, y'all, it has an incredible bar and restaurant. The Oak Bar is very famous. It's got beautiful photograph opportunities, because it's just exquisite. If you happen to be coming at Christmas, whether you stay there or not, you need to go, because I love to go see their Christmas tree.
Walk into that lobby.
It's spectacular. We love it.
And it only has, I'm saying only because if you compare it to the other major high-rise hotels, this is a small spot. 122 very gorgeously decorated rooms. So when I named off those celebrities, honestly, the percentage or the probability is kind of high that one of those people stayed in the room that you got
that you're in
booked in. And that just really, I don't know, that's so fun to me. It's pet friendly. They have certain rooms and suites that are even pet friendly. I know that's a big deal for some people these days. And yeah, like you mentioned, lots of photo opportunities. Little insider tip, their men's restroom is like one of the most photographed
It's so fun.
Places in all of Nashville. There's a lot of album covers and fashion shoots and different things that have taken place in there. So,
and if you're, you know, women, like, they'll let you go in. Like, you know, there's a way you can get in there to get your shots in there too.
But the best part of all of this is that promo code podcast will get you 10% off your next stay at the Hermitage. And we are so excited to offer that to our awesome listeners.
Only other one I have on my list to recommend is totally different. Like, this would be way more whimsical.
Okay.
The Graduate Hotel, if you're coming with girlfriends, it's so full of cutesy that I just think that could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Not near as fancy or anything, but, you know, at the Graduate, they have over each bed, there may be a picture of Dolly Parton, like a painting, a whimsical painting of Dolly Parton, or just cutesy things. And the theme there is from going from sleeping on couches to the white limousine.
Yes.
Each level going up, like a celebrity would have had to start out sleeping on other people's couches. And once they've made it, they're up to the rooftop of the white limousine. And so there's just cutesy things.
That's literally on display.
Yes.
Like in their lobby. And White Limousine is the 29th solo studio album by Dolly Parton.
And they have a lot of her touches, like themed throughout the hotel.
Yeah. Tons of photo opportunities, like you said.
So I just think if you're a group of girls or something, that might be something you consider is staying there. But if you want nice and fancy, I would go Hermitage for sure.
And if you're wanting centrality, the Graduate is outside
it's
more
of in the West End side.
It's outside of the Nashville, downtown Nashville,
right,
if you will.
And if you're, you know, walking is a problem or something and you need to be even more close to the museums and things, you may even want to go with the Omni or Hyatt, because they're right down there.
They sure are.
So if you're, you know, pushing a wheelchair or can't walk far or something, you may want to consider somewhere like that.
Yeah.
Or if you've got really close
little ones that don't walk very far, etc. But, you know, there's cranes everywhere all over our city with new buildings, including a lot of hotels that are going up. Even as we're recording this, there's hotels going up.
It's
so
wild.
Just, you know,
it's ever changing, but
people have their own rewards points that they want to use. So, you know, we've got an astounding JW Marriott that just went up. That's a high rise. You know, maybe
there's
you're a Marriott.
Westin, the Renaissance just got renovated not too long ago.
Yeah.
and it's in a great location. Yeah, so lots of choices.
So there's an option for everyone, I would say. But, you know, you got to pick something, right? So those are our recommendations. Okay, let's talk about cars.
You need to have a car.
Or be very savvy with Uber and Lyft. Our Uber and Lyft system is super sophisticated. There's tons of drivers. I know in a lot of cities right now, there's driver shortages. Nashville, as of August 2021, does not have a shortage. So,
yeah. And I mean, if you're truly only here for a couple of days and you're mostly doing downtown stuff, that would be a great option.
Yeah.
If you're coming for more than that, you're probably going to want a car.
Yeah.
In all honesty.
Yeah. We're a driving city.
Yeah.
So we don't have a
public transportation system.
I'd say we'll get there one day with all this growth. We're going to have to, but for now I would, second that. Get a car. Okay. So you got a hotel room, you got a car.
Well, this is called Music City for a reason.
Yes.
And so I think we got to start with the music scene. But I even have a funny story literally from this morning. So we record on Sundays typically. So we were in church this morning. We had a new guy on the stage. I've seen him at church, but I've never heard him play. He played harmonica, he played saxophone, and he played flute in the back.
Yes.
It was so
good.
Yes. So I literally look the guy up because I knew his name. So I look him up and I'm like, oh, he toured with Donna Summer. And, you know, I've done that before where there was somebody that I thought was really good. And I'm like, oh, he toured with the Hall & Oates. This is a thing in Nashville.
For sure.
Your churches are full of great singers, musicians. Yes. Like these are the people that are playing on all the records.
Yes.
And they just happen to be playing in your little band at church as
well.
I just think that's unique.
You know,
we've gone to churches in other places in the South where the worship is so sweet, but the talent is not that great.
Yeah. We're like, oh, you guys, I guess, don't have any studio session players.
Exactly.
I guess we're a little bit spoiled.
You forget when you're in it all the time.
Yes.
So the live music scene is so good. I mean, literally, if you fly in, when you get off your plane, you're going to start hearing people play in the Tootsies at the airport.
Yep.
Or, you know, just everywhere you go, there's music.
Yes.
Good music. And not even just country music.
Oh, gosh, no.
Like I just named those bands these guys have played with.
Right.
Like, this is Music City more than just country and Christian music.
Yes.
This is all kinds of music.
Yes.
All kinds of music is recorded here. And you're going to be able to find, I think we could safely say, anything you like.
Agree.
You know,
music-wise,
being
yes.
played somewhere.
Agree, for sure.
We're probably going to focus a lot on the country scene just because that's what a lot of people come for with the history of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yeah.
Which we did a whole episode on that as well.
Yes.
If you want to hear more of that history before you come, obviously there's a large focus on country, but there is literally all kinds of music.
Yes. So should we talk now about going to hear live music or getting some history of music?
Let's go live.
Okay. So our downtown is where all our honky tonks are, you know, clustered. So that would be right on Broadway. And you're primarily going to hear two places that honky tonk wise, and again, that has live music all day long. That's what's so crazy. I mean, it could be
Tuesday at 2 p.m. and there's some great singers on the mics down there.
So if you've got your family with you, just know, like, you can still hear a lot of live music. You may not be able to go into some of these places, but it doesn't just start up in the evenings.
No, it's an all-day affair.
So the two places you're primarily going to hear about in places to go are Robert's Western World, also known as just Robert's, and Tootsie's Orchid Lounge, also known as just Tootsie's.
Yes.
So Tootsie's is, I mean, a music institution, I would say. And if honky tonks could be world famous, I think this would be
They call themselves world famous.
Yes.
Yeah. Tootsie's World Famous Lounge.
Well, so it's been operating across the alley from the Ryman Auditorium almost continuously since 1960. And the proprietor there, Hattie Lewis Tootsie Bess, bought the lounge. It was called Mom's at the time, and she named it for herself. And I didn't know this till I was looking this up, but according to tradition, a painter mistakenly painted the outside of the building that orchid purple color. Hilarious. I don't know what color it was supposed to be, but that's what it ended up. And the color has never changed and became Tootsie's signature color. So the other sort of reason it's famous is because of that, again, proximity to the Ryman.
Yes.
When the Ryman was host to the Grand Ole Opry, which, as you said, we did a whole episode on that, so I'll link it in the show notes. The Grand Ole Opry artists would just very easily come out that side door. Yeah, it's really a side door, and come over to Tootsie's
cross the alley
for a drink.
And have a drink.
So, you know, Kris Kristofferson, Willie Nelson, you know, and clans very regularly were coming over to Tootsie's. So that's another reason it definitely got put on the map for world famous honky tonk, as
that's
you say.
Right.
But there's just like an amazing amount of life happening downtown Nashville that it's like I'm got my hand up to my head right now because it's
mind-blowing. And there's more and more and more of the country artist opening places too. Like I got schooled even in, I didn't realize how many of them had bars now.
Yes.
Down
so
there.
If you are a fan
of a particular person,
look it up. They may have their own bar
Doesn't
down
mean
there.
They're going to be there. But
No. But if you're a fan of that artist, then you're definitely going to want to walk around and see the business that they've opened up. Yeah. So I would definitely say if you get a chance, pop into Roberts or Tootsie's.
Or both.
Or both.
Because those are very institutional.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So our honky tonk area is mostly on Broadway. And then there's some things happening on Second Avenue as well.
Yeah.
So those are
cross street.
It's not a huge area. It's not blocks and blocks and blocks.
Right.
Like it's not, this is not Vegas.
Right.
With casinos. It's a smaller area.
Yes.
But lots happening in that small area.
Yeah. It's just so concentrated.
It's so concentrated. And just many of these places have different levels even, you know, and some of the levels have themes. I'm thinking of the Acme Feed and Seed.
Yes.
It has like different vibe on different levels.
Yes.
But in addition to that area, I wanted to mention a place off of that area.
Okay.
So if you do have a car or you Uber over to the area that's now called the Gulch.
Yeah.
And I'm saying it's now called that because I think if you've been here for 10 years, you think we always called it that? No.
Nope.
Pretty new. I'm still learning where the Nations, Sobro, like all these different neighborhoods. I'm like, hold on. I've never heard it called that before.
That's right.
So that's all new to me. But the Gulch has been the Gulch for about 10 years, probably.
At least, yeah.
And way before it was called the Gulch, there was the Station Inn.
Yes.
And it's one of my favorite places to mention.
Yes.
Because it was just a little, you know, small place on the street before the Gulch was the Gulch.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
things
now
have been built around it.
Yes.
It's a little stone structure. Yes.
So glad it's still there.
Me too.
Because, you know, it's iconic as well. But it's mostly more of a bluegrass place.
Yeah.
So if you like bluegrass music, highly recommend going to see whoever is at the Station Inn. Because it's small. If you have somebody that's really renowned, it will sell out.
For sure.
The last time when we went to see Rob Ikes and Trey Hensley, Rob Ikes played our music for the beginning of the podcast. He brought a gal up on the stage that was ridiculous good. And didn't she play with Vince Gill?
Blake Shelton was mostly who she played with.
Okay. Yeah. So that kind of stuff happens in Nashville all the time as well. Where, you know, different people. If you're seeing someone in a show, you never know who's going to jump on stage with them.
Yes.
Like there's, that happens a lot here.
Yes.
Yeah,
it's a cool place because it's almost as though artists feel safe enough, I guess would be the way to say it, to come watch other artists.
Yeah.
So you may see somebody that's even more famous in the crowd watching
somebody
someone
else.
You know,
yeah.
So that's also a unique thing about it.
And I would say if you go to Station Inn, there's lots of great restaurants around there. There's, you know, some cute shops and things like that.
Yeah.
To enjoy as well. It's not like you're just going over there to this weird random location. Like it's a cool,
for sure,
cool area to spend some time.
Cool. The other place, I didn't even have it in my notes, but I'm like, wow, I can't believe I almost forgot the Bluebird Cafe.
Oh, I didn't forget. It's on the list here.
So you talk about Bluebird.
Well, the Bluebird Cafe is also an institution here in Nashville for songwriters.
Yes.
And you don't know who's going to be there most of the time. Yeah. So you could, you know, and often with songwriters, what I have found is I may not know their name, but I know their songs.
Yes, you
know
their hits.
Once you go to a songwriting round, I'm amazed at how often you'll know
and the songs. Those are Sunday nights. Are the writers' nights.
And this is in the area, the neighborhood called Green Hills. Mm-hmm. So it's on a major road, Hillsborough Road. Very easy to find, but there's often a line.
For sure, yeah. And line up as early as you can. I mean, if the show's at 7, I'm just throwing this number out there, people are lined up at 5.
And you never know who might pop in there, too. Like, you know, it's funny how you hear, I usually hear the day after, like, oh my gosh, Steven Tyler played the Bluebird last night.
It's brutal seeing some of the social media posts that come out of that place sometimes. Yes.
So, anyhow, that's a place that a lot of people even want to just get a hat from the Bluebird Cafe or
for
something because it shows they've been to Nashville.
Yeah, I love it.
I also just mentioned, just because of being downtown, that Ascend Amphitheater is a super cool venue if the weather's nice.
Yes.
It's outdoor. I'm sure big artists sell it out. So if you're just coming in town, you may not be able to just grab a ticket. But if the weather's nice, it's a lovely place to see a show.
So the interesting thing about the Ascend Amphitheater, so it's got seats and lawn. It's the only place I've ever been to where, so you could buy a lawn ticket, but then you can rent a chair inside.
Ah.
So you don't have to lug a chair around or, you know, sit on the damp ground or bring a picnic blanket or whatever. Like, you can just rent a chair there, which is really nice. They're low to ground, so you're not blocking everybody behind you. But yeah, that's a little insider tip too. But these are ticketed concerts at the Ascend.
And one other place that's a ticketed event, but I have to mention because it's just so beautiful, is our symphony theater.
Oh my gosh, the Skirmerhorn.
It's so beautiful. Again, great photo ops around it, in it. Our symphony plays there and other artists play there. I mean, it runs the gamut of what all happens inside.
Yeah. Every high-end charity event is in that room. It's glorious. It really is. Yeah. I wanted to get married in that room.
Oh, but my gosh.
I mean, I didn't even ask how much it cost.
So, talk about epic. I got to hear the Vienna Boys Choir there.
Wow.
Like, that just in and of itself, no matter where you hear them, those boys at that age singing, it's so amazing. But it was, like, angelic.
Yeah. There. Yeah. That is awesome.
Loved that.
And go to the Grand Ole Opry. It is a weekly radio show that is still broadcasting. Shows are Tuesday, Friday, and Saturday night. They're around $60 and up in ticket prices.
It's a piece of history, and it's amazing.
You don't always know the lineup. You know, you might know part of it or, you know, most of it, but...
But even if you don't know the lineup, each person's only doing 3 or 4 songs, and then it moves on to the next one. So you don't even have to love... Would you agree with that?
For sure.
Like, you don't even have to love the lineup.
It's
a dappling of different talent.
Different varieties. Yep. So. And it's a 2-hour show. So it's a 7:00 start, and it's a radio show. So it's very timely. You know, there's little commercials in between that are read live on stage. It's such a fun experience, so...
Highly recommend that as well. And then one other thing I just want to kind of throw in there is if you are old school, like, vinyl person, we have Grimey's Records and Third Man Records.
Yes.
And I just wanted to mention those because if you're a lover of vinyl, you may want to hit the record shops. Third Man is owned by Jack White and it has a real cool vibe.
Yeah.
And sometimes Grimey's even has some local music.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
Live as well. And then I honestly think the tours of the Grand Ole Opry or the Ryman, even if you don't get to go to hear live music there, they both have tours that are...
Okay, so can I talk about music history tours?
Please.
I've got a little bit on that. So right now, this is awesome. I want to do this. For a limited time, now through the end of September, so you've got a couple of months from the time this episode's coming out to take part in this. It is called the Johnny and June Experience, as in Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash. For $40 per person, you can get both a self-guided tour of the Ryman, which does take you backstage and very onto cool. the stage. You can very do a cool. photo op right there on the stage. And admission to the Johnny Cash Museum, which is walkable from the Ryman, where you get to see Johnny Cash's life through the lens of costumes and letters and artwork. And my very husband cool. just went yesterday to the Johnny Cash Museum, and he said it's awesome.
Wow.
He said he spent an hour and a half there, and he felt like he got to read and take in everything.
Okay.
Just for context of timing your visit. But, you know, Ryman Auditorium is one of those special venues that if you got to see a show there, okay, great. You struck gold. But
you really struck gold.
If you don't, it's still, like you were saying, really cool to get to go do the tour. And their tour is new. They've done a lot of renovation. So you and I haven't
We've not done that. Yeah.
Experienced it since it's all this renovation. The tour begins with the all-new Soul of Nashville immersive theater experience. Oh. So you're kind of getting the sit-down moment where you're getting shown all this history. And the new exhibits include videos featuring hosts Charles Esten, Marty Stewart, Nicole Kidman, Ricky Skaggs, Robin Roberts, and Trisha Yearwood.
Wow.
So just for context of price, if you were to do Ryman self-guided, that's a $26 tour.
Okay.
Johnny Cash is $21. So you save about $7 if you do them together.
All right.
But you don't have to. That's just an option. And then the other thing that I would say pick one of those based on your interest levels, like how deep do you want to go into music history. If you are a very big lover of country music, though, you need to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame
for sure.
It is an in-depth immersion. It's a very well done museum. There are rotating exhibits from time to time, so you could just find out on the website what the current exhibit is. But even just the house exhibition that stays there all the time is very in-depth. It's $25.95 for a ticket. And, I mean, you're going to see all the stageware and all the instruments. And we're not just talking old artists. They've got Taylor Swift's wardrobes in there of things she's worn on stage. And it's a very wide span of country music. So that's I did fine. Want to mention that one. And that kind of feeds into the Hatch Showprint Tour.
Yes. Which is one of my favorite things in Nashville.
You can pair on, I didn't write down, I don't think, the price savings. But if you want to do you can experience the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum and the Hatch Showprint Tour for $50.
Okay.
So that's a little savings.
If you're not a lover of country music, but you're a lover of music, then you should do the Hatch Showprint Tour. It is it's still a working printing press.
It's the country's oldest.
Yeah. And it used to be located right over by the, with all the honky tonks.
Yes.
But it's now moved where it's down by the Country Music Hall of Fame. So yes, the oldest working printing press, but you will recognize when you see the look of their posters, you've seen these for, concerts. Yeah. And they have them for sale there. So if you wanted a, old Pearl Jam
handbill is really kind of what they call
yes,
it.
Yes. Yeah. Very, very cool.
Yeah.
I highly recommend doing that.
That's
tour
an awesome souvenir to take home.
And a great souvenir. You're right. So I love to recommend that. It's right down beside the Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
And where shall we go next?
We haven't even talked about food, and that's kind of what you hear most people talk about when they talk about coming to Nashville. It's the food.
So do we go there next?
Yes.
Okay, food. Well, we have to start with this because this is just something I have to get off my chest. Everybody talks about Nashville hot chicken. Nashville hot chicken. When was the first time you heard of Nashville hot chicken?
Like 2009 or 10, maybe.
Okay. So 15 years ago, maybe, at tops.
Yeah.
Maybe less. I never had heard of that either until the last, 12, 15 years. I think because it was born out of a place called Prince's here in Nashville, which I think their original building burned down and it's a new location. But I think it's on the more north side of Nashville.
Yeah.
That's not a place I frequented.
Right.
And so, was born in the African American community of Nashville.
Exactly.
And so now you hear about it like it's just a given. It's always been a thing in Nashville. Well, I think that's still fairly new.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere. Right. So Prince's is the original. If you want to go legit, go to Prince's.
Yes. For sure. That's funny you're mentioning this because that's right. It's almost as synonymous as Texas with barbecue.
People say and it we're like it's...
Okay, I've only had it like twice.
And I think there's a place called Bolton's that's done it for a long time. Also, okay. You know, in the African-American community.
Yeah.
I think that place has done it for a long time. But now it's everybody's going to Hattie B's. Well, that is the white version of hot chicken. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Right.
I'm just saying that is...
Pay
homage where it's due.
And just know it's still sort of new to town. Yeah. Yeah.
So Hattie B's gets the long line of people.
Yeah, that's
lining
true.
Lining up to try it, but that's still not the original. Even though I've heard they do it really, really well. So just go there if you're walking by one. But I just want you to know that's not the originator.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You've gotten off your hot chicken soapbox.
So there's your hot chicken update. Arnold's is where I have to go next.
There you go.
Because we're also known for the Meat and Three.
We did a Meat and Three episode. I'll link it in the show notes.
Well, Arnold's is... I don't remember the date of when it started, but it's been around a long time. We've mentioned on that episode about Meat and Three, one of the things we love about it is you see the politician sitting right next to the policeman, right next to the, you know,
the family or
male lady.
Yes.
I mean, it's just everybody together eating. You go through the same cafeteria line, but it is good country food.
Yes.
If you want good country food, go to Arnold's.
Limited hours. So just check the websites to make sure that they're open when you're wanting to go. More of a lunch spot.
Yes. It is only a lunch spot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Good point. See, we need each other because I wouldn't have said that. And that's important.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you're coming in for a weekend, like you'd have to get here Friday lunch probably to hit an Arnold's or stay through a Monday. That's not a holiday.
Nashville has its own big culinary scene now. There's no way we can cover it all
that
we're trying to cover all of your weekend. so we're not going to dive into all of that. I do want to mention the Loveless.
Okay, yes.
It is not downtown. You have to have a car to get to this place.
See, I would recommend Loveless, you know, even if you're flying out. I mean, assuming it would work out with your schedule, make that your Sunday morning big breakfast.
Your Sunday morning big breakfast. I'm buying my souvenirs on my way out of town, too, because you can get them all there.
Their souvenir shop at the Loveless is a home run for sure. Yes.
Oh, except I made a mistake when I was in England and bought some jams.
Jams.
And threw them in my carry-on, and you can't do that. Yeah. And they kept them all. So make sure you check those in your bag.
And your Southwest bags fly free. Yes. That's a good point.
But Loveless is known for their biscuits, known for their fried chicken, and all things country glory.
And a highly photographed sign as well is the Loveless. Because it was also a motel.
Right.
At one point. So you're actually going to be seeing a sign that says Loveless Cafe and Motel. They had rooms there at one point.
So, yeah, if you want an authentic biscuit, that's where you need to go, for sure. I also think we should mention barbecue because barbecue is such a part of Tennessee culture. Mm-hmm. And in sticking only to Nashville, not coming into Franklin and Nolensville and all that, I'm going to mention Peg Leg Porker, which is down in the Gulch area, I believe, in that area. As a good one. And Edley's over in 12 South.
And then I would also put Jack's Barbecue on the list.
Oh, yeah.
Right there in the middle of the honky-tonks. It's really good, too.
Okay.
Jack's Barbecue.
So we're covering some good areas.
Different neighborhoods there. Yeah. Yeah. And
down that way.
Jack's has been open since 1976. And you can take home their sauces as well. That'd be a good souvenir.
Fun.
Again, put it in your carry-on. But yeah, very centrally located. I would just a couple things I would mention too. If you're staying at the Hermitage, Four Diamond Hotel Restaurant Capital Grill.
Yes.
Very, very good luxury, just, you know, fine dining for sure.
Yeah.
And if you are going to do the Capital Grill, I definitely would recommend going and walking over to the adjacent this is all in the basement of the Hermitage, the Oak Bar, like you mentioned. So go early, grab a cocktail. They have the largest bourbon menu in all of Nashville, maybe all of Tennessee. So if there's ever been a bourbon that you wanted to try, they have it on their menu. So that's a fine dining spot for sure, but a good one. The Southern Steak and Oyster. Do you have that on your list?
No, but I love that place.
It's just so good. It's like consistently good. And that's something that I definitely have to put on a list for people. Cause
and the location and the vibe, it's all so cool. So
big oyster selection, hot chicken salad, right? Hilarious. Shrimp and grits, just lots of good.
Fun cocktails.
Well, I think it's funny. They call themselves Authentically Southern Adventure with a Twist.
So
it's exactly what it is. They take a traditional Southern dish and put a little flair to it.
That's really fun. I also wanted to mention in a couple other more like Germantown way, Rolf and Daughters.
Oh my gosh, so good.
All, you know, made on site pastas, really, really great place. And then Henrietta Red, if you like brunch, if you want to do a Sunday brunch, I really like theirs.
Cool.
Should we talk about that new food location?
Brand new, yes. So it's called Fifth and Broadway. It's because it's at Fifth and Broadway.
And I mentioned the Renaissance had been renovated, and it's like literally right there. Like you can go from the hotel to this location.
Yeah. If
you end up staying around there, you need to hit this for sure.
I haven't even walked through it yet. It's massive. But if you're looking for a place to eat and shop that's very family friendly, this is such a good place. There's they call it the town hall or the no assembly hall is their food court area. Lots of different price Nashville. Point levels.
And it's all local things. Which I think is great. It's not all a bunch of chain stuff, even if it's a small local chain, yes. But local places. And it's also right next to the African American Music Museum, which is also new, supposedly really cool interactive experience. So I haven't been yet, but I'm planning on going soon.
Cool.
I want to see what that's all about. And one other thing, one other food thing I wanted to mention is the farmer's market.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
If you like authentic, different ethnic foods, that's a great place where you can please everybody in one location because there's so many choices. It's right next to our Bicentennial Park in Nashville. And that also has a splash pad. So if you have kids and it's hot, that might be a fun stop for a little fun, a little lunch. And it's also near the brand new or fairly newly built Tennessee State Museum.
Yes.
So if you're an art lover, check out what's going on at the Tennessee State Museum and also at the Frist Museum, which is right on Broadway as well.
I'm going to throw in one other restaurant that just came to mind. Because I don't get to bring you to Franklin on this weekend trip, there's a Puckett's that is in, that's in on Church Street in downtown Nashville, very centrally located.
We love
Puckett's. And the original Puckett's is down our way, but there's a Puckett's up in Nashville. So if you want some home
great
cooking,
burger with pimento cheese on it.
So good.
Or something like that.
So good. If you want, and it's a little bit more reasonable price point than some of the finer places we've mentioned. Yeah. So very family friendly. A lot of times there's live music, so there may be a cover charge. You might want to check in advance if you're trying to
have a be more fun quiet too. Place. Find your local music and local food.
But yeah, I mean, great food, great atmosphere.
Let's talk photos.
Photos, okay.
I think they're just so important.
Yes.
Like, everybody wants to capture good photos when you're on a trip, especially if you're, you know, in the young Instagram crowd.
That's right.
So I think that we need to talk about some of that. One of my favorite places to take people for what I think is one of the best shots of the skyline of Nashville, and it's just cool, is our pedestrian bridge.
Yes. Oh, I'm so glad you're mentioning this.
So sometimes you'll see brides getting photos up there, engagement photos happening up there. It's just a great angle of the city, and it's pretty up there. So the John Sigenthaler Pedestrian Bridge. Check that out.
For sure. If you're a male listening to this and you're looking for a great spot to propose. That would be a good one.
There you go. That would be a good one. And have a photographer on hand. We're covered in murals now.
Yeah.
In Nashville. So funny little thing. I found, we at our podcast conference we just attended, got great feedback and what would you say? Just affirmation from Bobby Bones.
Yes.
So I found, give him a shout out to his website. He has best spots for photo ops in Nashville.
And there's a lot, but that's a good place to just know exactly where to go.
So we'll link that in our show notes.
Yeah.
For his best photo ops. And then I also found NashvilleGuru.com has a list of all the murals of Nashville. So you can see what they look like and find that one to go get your pictures. But two of the most famous, I would say, murals in Nashville are the big, huge wings.
Yeah, like angel wings.
Angel wings that are, that one's in the Gulch. And then the I Believe in Nashville
mural
that has the three stars from our state flag is in the 12 South neighborhood. So that's the two I would mention as probably the most popular. And there's cute photo ops at Pinewood Social, at Hampton Social. I don't know how much we want to go into those places, but the pics are cute. And I think the best rooftop for pictures is at L.A. Jackson's, which is in the Gulch.
Atop
the Thompson Hotel. That rooftop is cute for pictures.
Yes. If you love rooftop bars, we have you covered.
For sure.
Just pick a hotel. I mean, there's so many good ones.
And even down in the honky-tonks, Acme Feed and Seed has a rooftop. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a lot of cute rooftops.
Okay. More shopping?
Let's go. Yeah.
So, I'll piggyback just off of your I Believe in Nashville, because one of the places I would take you is that 12 South neighborhood. So, that mural is right next to Reese Witherspoon's store called Draper James. Draper James has all kinds of Southern
themed cutesy stuff.
Very, very cute clothing.
Bags and...
But all women's. And be prepared to be met with hospitality at the door. They will offer you a sweet tea as soon as you come in. Or they should. They used to. So, yeah. Just really cute store. White's Mercantile is down in the 12 South neighborhood. And
love that store.
It's just one of my favorites.
Kids, guys, girls. You can find something for everybody.
Yeah. It's, you know... A take on an old general store, but with kind of the modern tastemakers flair on that. So a lot of it looks vintage. Some of it is vintage. Some of it's just new, but looks vintage. But clothes and books and
leather products and
home decor, kids stuff. It's just, it really runs the gamut and is so cute. And then Imogene and Willie.
Oh, the jeans place.
Yes.
That's a famous jeans place here in Nashville.
So custom jeans with a price tag that they've been referred to as a denim purist dream.
Yeah.
And I guess they are. So they're very popular as well. All kinds of places to walk around in that 12 South.
Oh, yeah. That's where the Edley's barbecue is. That's where there's a cute little flower shop down there. All kinds of cute things. I got to mention, if you want a t-shirt that says something cute about Nashville, over in the neighborhood they call the Nations, there's a t-shirt shop called Project 615.
Oh, yeah.
And I just think they have the cutest Nashville stuff.
They do.
Cute-themed t-shirts.
That's a great mention. Things like that.
And then the Grand Ole Opry shop, if you do end up going to the Grand Ole Opry, which...
You should.
You should. I mean, really, it's a very great thing to do while you're here. Their shop is full of good stuff.
Yeah.
Even, I couldn't believe the vinyl collection they had in there of modern stuff. I don't just mean like an old Johnny Cash record.
Right.
I mean like fun stuff from now.
Yeah.
So if you're over there, that's a great shop. And then I know we keep mentioning the Hermitage, but Rachel's Boutique.
It's the best.
It's a great place to shop.
You and I have gone to Rachel's Boutique to do maybe
just to shop,
Christmas
not
shopping
going
or something.
In the hotel. Yeah. Like, it's that good of a cute little shop.
I can't think of a single hotel in my whole life that I was that drawn to.
To the store. And it's a lot. It's books. It's jewelry. It's candles. It's wonderful.
That's fun.
All right.
Tons of boutiques all around, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's shops on every corner, so.
You'll find your stuff.
You'll find something for sure. You want to talk sports just for a minute?
Absolutely. Okay. We're covered up in it now. Every sport you can imagine.
We represented. Are. It's so crazy. But
so it started out, it was just, you know, Vanderbilt college football. Yeah. So you could maybe grab an SEC game downtown would be about it.
Now, but they weren't very good.
And they're not very good. And as far as baseball, we just have the local
Triple A team, Nashville Sounds.
Yes.
Is that what they are?
AAA? Which is really fun.
Now, we're maybe on course to get a Major League Baseball team.
I know.
Justin Timberlake's trying to help push that along. But yeah, we now have Major League Football. We have got a pro hockey team. And my favorite is the Nashville Soccer Club.
That's so fun.
So the team began to play in the Major League Soccer League in 2020, just last year. But they were in a club level, but now they're in MLS. And they are currently playing at Nissan Stadium, which is where our Tennessee Titans play. But they're building a soccer stadium that's going to seat 30,000. It's going to be near our Nashville Fairgrounds. It's going to open up next year.
So 2022. Fun. Nashville hosted the largest NFL draft ever in 2019. We had Indy racing for the first time. I mean, it's just running the gamut.
Yeah.
I'm amazed by our city.
Yeah. So if you're a sports lover, we've got sports for sure. Okay. Anything else that
one other thing I can't believe I didn't mention when we mentioned hotels is just, especially if you come at Christmas time, you really have to get over to the Gaylord Opryland Hotel. It's spectacular. I don't know how else to say it than that it's spectacular. It has a unbelievable conservatory of plants with an inside river. You can ride a riverboat.
Very family
restaurants
friendly.
Galore, very family friendly. You know, there's a hefty price tag to stay there, but you need to see it.
Yeah, you could make it free.
There's
a
riverboat, the General Jackson, you could ride and see a show and have a meal. Lots of options, but it is worth seeing that hotel, and especially at Christmas time, it's quite spectacular.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah.
A great resource if you are planning a trip is visitmusiccity.com.
Yes, that's a great one. I'll put that link to that in our show notes as well.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
If you didn't want to come to Nashville, I hope you do now.
I know. And again, that's just a weekend. Not that you could at all do all of that in one weekend.
You would be hustling. But we're going to, at a later time, do if you have a week in Nashville. Because there is plenty to do if you have a whole week as well.
Agree. So I feel like I should be like, y'all come back.
Y'all right? Come back now, you hear?
Well, we hope that was helpful. Share this with friends, too, if you know somebody that's coming to Nashville that might need some tips or that's just looking for a fun place to visit in the South for
that's
a weekend.
Right.
This is a
it's very
fun place.
Very doable to get to, and we'd love to see you here, and peace be with each of y'all.